that nigga gay. Nigga gay, nigga gay, nigga gay, nigga gay.
Welcome to We Are Douchebags, the show where we are douchebags. I'm your host, CJ Squillian. My gender pronouns are they, them, and I identify as race, gender, and host fluid. Andre?
Oh, I thought it was Paya. Yeah, he isn't. He's usually next. Is he not?
He is, but
I'm retarded.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Okay. All right.
We'll get to that. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Andre. My pronouns are that nigga, and I identify as cherry flavored sparkling water.
And this week, you guys probably know by now, we finally got rid of the dead weight around this podcast, and we are back, revamped, better than ever.
Yes.
And this week, we have a... Shut up. We have a new host, and his name is...
Pavel.
Go ahead and do your intro, Pavel.
Hello, my name is Pavel. My gender pronouns are she, her. I identify as an Oreo today, and I can't wait to be a part of this podcast with you guys. I'm a long-time listener, you know, and
your voice is annoying as fuck, gang. I'm gonna be honest.
You know what? I hate your voice too, but that's okay, because I barely hear you on the podcast, man.
That was a good one. Faggot.
Anyways. Anyways, I think Pave was just the little bitch, and I'm honestly glad I get to replace him.
Amen.
Yeah, I would say that he was the worst part of the show. Always complaining, constantly talking about pay. He didn't have the passion for it. But I'm glad that we actually have a fan of the show now who is going to bring the passion that we so desperately needed.
Yes, I can't wait. Honestly, editing is going to be such a blessing. I'm glad I'm doing it for free.
Yeah, yes, exactly, of course. So, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody how we met, Pavel?
Well, I was on your Instagram, right, and it was after listening to the episode of Pave getting fired, and then these, guys didn't upload in a while, so I was like, let me reach out to them, you know? So I sent him my resume, I sent him a picture of my face, and then I, just talked a little bit about myself, where I come from, and then, CJ told me to kill myself at first, but then after realizing no one else would edit for free, he then came back to me. You know,
and, I mean, I wouldn't say that nobody else would edit for free, but you were definitely our best option. I mean, you worked with many big podcasters before.
I don't want to say too much, you know, but, Bert Kreischer, you know, he's great to work with.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I can't really say much about it, but if you know, you know.
All right, I'll just Google.
Yeah, so after seeing your resume, I was very impressed that someone of such high standing would be listening to this shitty fucking podcast. But hopefully the quality actually goes up now.
Oh, don't trust me. I'm going to make the editing much more better than before. Like, babe,
good.
Something, like, he's got nothing on me. Trust me.
Love that enthusiasm.
Good, I hope so. I love the enthusiasm, yeah. See, this is what we needed. So, I was going to ask you what the interview process was like, but you already kind of went ahead and explained it. You hit me up on Instagram, and I asked you a little bit about yourself, told you to kill yourself, and you were able to take the heat. You know, yes. You didn't have to leave the kitchen.
No, I didn't. You know, I'm mostly I don't eat bacon because it kind of messes up my stomach, but, you know, if I'm cooking bacon and it's sizzling and it pops, you know, I'll stand there, I'll take it, you know.
Yeah, and that's relatable. Pave was always making fun of me for my stomach issues, and here you are saying you have those same issues.
Of course, you know, I'm a little tummy trouble trooper is what I call it, you know.
Alright.
That's bars, okay. I like this guy. as you said, you're not expecting any compensation or anything.
I don't need your money, to be honest. I'm already set for life, to be honest, you know.
Just
about to retire at I'm about to retire at 25, believe it or not. Like, it's only in a few days. I'm gonna go on a company a little vacation though before I retire, you know, a little send off.
Oh damn.
I mean, yeah, I don't
So, once I retire, I could just do this full time, you know, do it for free and not a single penny.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of that, but I'm just not sure how I feel about someone richer than me being on the podcast.
That's no big deal, man. You know, I just went to college at 14 years old. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah, I suppose. It's just, you know, the power dynamic. I wouldn't want it being flipped. Like, I want to make sure that you know your place.
Oh. I mean, well, I don't, I can't, I, the money's already in my bank account. There's not much I could do from there.
But I mean, like, as far as the show goes, like, you know that, like, I'm top dog around here.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Don't worry, CJ. I'm on your knees. I'm on my knees for you.
Okay, good. Thank you. What did we talk about last week?
I could interfere with that question there, CJ. You did talk about To Fire Pave last episode, I believe.
Yeah, we said we were going to replace him, and we were looking for potential replacements, and the winner was Matthew, but because he's kind of a bum, that didn't end up working out, so...
Oh, you asked him?
I don't know. We got you instead. Matthew's personally a swell guy. Oh, yeah, I would agree that I'm much of a better candidate than he is, you know. I've never heard of his editing before. I've heard his music, you know, his intro. I think it's all right. You know, I'm glad they kind of toned it down, you know, as more the show progressed, you know. Instead of 10 seconds, it's 5 seconds.
Yes, of course.
It's nice that you notice that.
Of course. I notice every single detail of We Are Douchebags. I had to study in order to get this job in the first place.
Yeah, it was actually a very rigorous process.
Very rigorous.
So, fuck, I forgot to do something. I was gonna say, instead of talking about things we hate this week, I was gonna have, like, a list of, like, facts about gay people that you guys could pick from, and you pick your favorite facts, and it was gonna be, like, all homophobic facts, like, 70% of gay people have STDs. And I completely forgot to get those numbers.
Oh, shit.
I'm scrambling on Twitter, trying to find them, because I saw them earlier. But that's okay. Why don't you guys go ahead, both of you, and say your favorite thing about gay people?
Me, honestly, about gay people, I love how free and proud they are to be themselves. I like how they're not afraid of anything or anyone, and I like how funny they are.
I don't know about funny.
The alcoholic drinks they make.
Okay, that's fair.
And some of them have swag. Like, most of them know how to dress.
Yeah, like you.
Yeah, exactly of like course.
Me. You're the swag gay.
Of course you'd pick out the fucking fashion part of it.
What do you mean? You trying to say I'm a fag? Is that what you're trying to say?
Me?
I'm just trying to say you dress like you go to fashion school.
It's not really true. But thanks.
Have you ever seen people that go to fashion school?
Yeah.
What do people that go to fashion school look like?
Fucking bags of shit. Yeah, they wear whatever the fuck they want. I was trying
to
think
of something retarded to say, like a bag of feathers or something.
Well, literally, it's like fucking Katy Perry meat suit or meat dress, whatever the fuck it is.
Walk out like tarps.
They go to that length. I saw one wearing nothing but like fucking plastic bags.
Oh, okay. I found it. Hold up, guys. Hold up. Scratch that. What we just did.
So you want me to edit it out?
No, don't edit it out.
Okay. I have my notebook right here so I can write down, you know, timestamps because I'm just that ready, CJ.
Yeah, I know. You seem very, very dedicated already, but go ahead and look in the at the image I just sent.
Lit.
In the Discord. Pick your favorite fact about gay people from that picture.
This seems a little bit hurtful. What did you say, CJ?
I mean, you listen to the show. It's all in good fun, right?
Oh, yeah, that's fair. I just didn't know it would happen that fast. I think I like the 1 in 15 homosexuals is a pedophile. That's a very interesting number.
Yeah, that is a very good fact. What about you, Andre?
Homosexuals represent 2% of the world's population, but they represent 67% of AIDS patients.
Yeah, so my favorite fact is 58% of homosexuals have problems with intestinal worms. It's a pretty good fact.
Is that why you have so much stomach issue, CJ?
No!
You got worms.
Okay.
No!
You got bugs, that's what you just said.
You got bugs.
You basically just said that.
You're towing the line already, Pavel.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you don't want to get fired already.
I thought it was all in good fun, though.
It is in good fun, okay? You should know that a man's stomach issues are nothing to be made light of.
Alright, I'm sorry, I'll get that on my nose.
There's nothing worse than your tummy hurting.
Exactly. Okay, so, now that we're back from that fucking disruption, okay, Pavel, I mean, sorry, I'm just used to
yelling at
you.
You're walking away from the microphone, what are you doing?
So, I was putting my phone to charge, I accidentally called you Pave, I'm not used to yelling at anybody else besides him. So, after going through, all of Pave's old, like, personal belongings, like his work belongings, I got back his employee laptop, and I found one spreadsheet that he had made, and I thought it would be perfect for the Pride Month special. So, this week, from Pave's personal thoughts, we have a list of hot dudes.
Okay. This isn't very much in sync with what the month is.
What's wrong with the month? What do you mean?
There's nothing wrong, I would say, but it's just, you know, Pride Month. So, like,
yeah,
hot dudes on Pride Month? So, I think that just
was
fits
a gay
it
dude.
Very well.
Pave
are you sure
male.
He was a gay dude? I think that he was just making it for the theme.
I'm pretty sure he's gay,
bro. He doesn't
bro.
Come up... He doesn't really come across as gay, not to me.
I mean...
Well, he does to me.
I mean... Yeah, you didn't really know him. You just kind of listened to the show.
You gotta talk
I mean,
to him.
Remember he fucked a tranny?
But that was a woman, I thought. You know, trans women are women, right?
No, I don't think that.
Oh.
He fucked a dude.
Okay.
In the ass.
Oh. Alright. Oh, okay. Hold up. Let me write that down.
Okay. So, yes, he fucked a male. And he was just a little bit fruity. And as you can see here, he had a list of dudes he found very attractive, and I guess we have nothing to do but... I mean, yeah, let's start from the bottom. Jared Leto, Michael B. Jordan, Ryan Gosling, John F. Kennedy, Ryan Reynolds, Jordan Barrett, Chris Evans, Henry Cavill, Chris Hemsworth, and at the number one spot, we have Andy Biersack. And there's pictures across the bottom where he has, like, little hearts next to a couple of the dude's names. I don't think that was just going along with the theme, Pavel.
No, he put three hearts with Jordan Barrett. He put three threes in the hearts.
Yeah,
jeez,
like little emoticon heart.
I guess he just really loves Jordan Barrett's work. I don't know. That's very concerning.
Trying to ride that
yeah,
date.
And then up across the top, we have the attributes for the week, which are speech, intellect, reading, math, mogging, pride, mewing, cantle tilt, wiener size, boy preggers, boy abortion, protection, handsome, daddy, and divorceability. And in the notes of, like, the laptop, or, like, there was a Word document that explained, like, what all of the attributes meant. So if you have any questions, I guess I could read off what it says.
Where? Oh.
Like, I have the document, if you have any questions about what any of the attributes mean.
Oh, okay. I want to know, what do you mean by boy preggers and boy abortion?
Thank you, I was going to ask.
So, boy preggers, gosh, feels so uncomfortable reading this. Boy preggers, based on Pave's notes, is how likely that man is to get you pregnant as another man. And then boy abortion is how likely that man would be to make you get an abortion afterwards. Or a boy abortion afterwards.
Okay. Can I ask about some of the dudes?
I think, Andre, do you have any other questions about the attributes? Like, you know what protection means?
Like, how that's, good that's they would protect you? That's if they're going to wear a con. Against, like, a
that's what I would have thought, but...
Oh, what is it?
That's what I would have thought, but it's just how likely they are to use a condom during sex. So, the protection aspect is actually what daddy means.
Okay. Wait, so they're both the same?
It's both... No. The daddy is, like, how likely they are to, like, protect you and also be a father.
Oh, okay. Alright.
Yeah. And divorceability is how likely... Or how easy it would be for you to marry them and then divorce them and take all their money. We know what mogging is.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's how hard they mog, yeah. We know what mewing is.
Obviously. Yeah.
It's if they keep up with their mewing routine. Cantle tilt.
They do I've those heard sometimes of that term, but I don't know what that term means.
It's whether they have, like, predator or prey eyes. So, like, the angle of their eyes.
Okay, I know what that means.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, you had questions about some of the dudes?
Yeah.
Okay, what's one of your questions?
Who the hell is Andy Balls? I'm sorry, Beersack.
Ballsack.
he's... I was confused by that too, but he's like in an emo band.
Oh.
And I guess a bunch of like teenage girls thirsted over him, like in the Tumblr days.
Okay.
He's the lead singer of Black Veil Brides, I think.
Hold up. Well, I think I've listened to them sometimes while I'm at work.
I'm looking at Wikipedia.
Yeah, I dabble.
Oh, fuck, okay, you have even a better taste in music than Pave. He just listened to Glorilla all the time.
Well, I'm not a big fan of that.
Of Glorilla?
Yeah, it's really hard, like, the job that I do, I used to be an accountant for a really big company firm, and as I would my numbers, I would listen to, you know, My Chemical Romance, Linkin Park, Green Day, you know?
Yeah, yo, what the fuck? Okay, yeah, that's cool. I can see this working out.
That's hard.
Yeah, I can listen to that. I see this working out really well, you know? Bro, it's like, the more you talk, the more that I'm turning prideful towards you, bro.
Well, let's not say that anything too much. I'm not gay, I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay, me neither. It's just like, you know, you speak, the more enticing you are.
Oh.
But any questions about any of the other men?
Jordan Barrett?
Jordan Barrett is a male model, and he was in a bunch of looks maxing memes.
Okay, is any like particular reason why you think there's so many hearts next to his name?
Yeah, Pave said that in his journal, he really appreciated how aesthetic he looked, and he wanted to look just like him.
It's gonna be hard for him to do that, that big ass head of his.
I was gonna say, hold up. In his personal journal, he wrote that he was going to shave his skull and jawline to reduce the size of his head to look closer to Jordan.
I wish him the best of luck.
Did he now? I don't know if that's medically possible, but
I believe it is.
And I think also in his journal, he said that when he mewed, it didn't fix his jawline, rather it just made it bigger, making his head appear bigger. So,
oh shit.
I hate that. If that was even possible. if that was possible, I guess it happened.
it's a shame he isn't here right now to defend himself.
Yeah, it's an absolute shame. Alright, you guys want to get into some of the numbers? I mean, it's Pave's spreadsheet. I'll try to defend it from his point of view. I think I kind of get the vibe he was going for. But, yeah, you guys go ahead.
Since it's a Pride Month special, I'm going to start off with Michael B. Jordan. I think his wiener size should go up.
his wiener size should go. Okay, okay, okay.
Well, you would think that.
This is, this is supposed to be accurate in inches, right? So, right here in the journal, it says that the number correlates to the inches, which is why there's decimals here.
Okay.
So he's saying that he thinks Michael B. Jordan is 9 inches flat, right, like on the dot, base to tip. He even provided like the unit, or like not the unit, the method of measuring.
Yeah.
He said if he was going to measure it, he would grip from the base of the shaft all the way to the tip, right? Like, okay, right above the balls.
All right.
So he's saying that whole thing.
Thanks for putting that image in my head.
Yeah.
I guess you could leave it at 9. I feel like 9's okay, a perfect number in that case.
Yeah, I feel like that's probably accurate.
Yeah.
No homo.
If you're done, I would like to interject.
Okay, yeah. Sure,
I'd like to go ahead to Chris Hemsworth for reading at 4, only at 4. I'm sorry, I thought he was a well-known actor. Wouldn't he have to be reading a lot for that?
Yeah, but the thing is, he's not very good at reading scripts because he read the script for Thor Love and Thunder and he still decided to be in the movie.
That's true.
I mean, that doesn't have to do so much as reading, but more so intellect.
I mean, it's both. Like, his reading comprehension probably...
Take down his intellect.
But the thing is, he's smart for doing it, because he was in a shitty movie and still made, like hundreds of millions of dollars.
So is he smart or is he not?
He's smart, but he's not good at reading.
Alright, I guess, CJ. I'll just have to take your word for it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm trying to argue from Pape's point of view, but, like, you know.
I think I got... What about 4 for Pride? He was in a movie called Love and Thunder. That's prideful. It had a rainbow in it, too.
Oh, that's true. I forgot that movie, like, wasn't Korg gay in that movie? And there was, like, an entire planet of gay rocks?
Yes, I do believe so.
Okay, I didn't watch it. I think I got, like, fucking 10 minutes into that movie and I turned it off.
No, I did, because I love all Marvel movies.
Do you like She-Hulk?
All Marvel movies?
I loved She-Hulk. I watched it from start to finish. I watched it at least 3 different times. Oh my god, I love the scene where Daredevil comes in and he like absolutely owns her in the courtroom.
Wow.
You ever seen that scene?
No,
I haven't. I would say I might have to deduct a couple points from here. I think instead of... Okay, so here's what I was thinking, Pavel.
What?
The pay is neutral right now, meaning that you're not getting any pay.
Yeah.
Right? But I think the more stupid shit you say, like, you would end up owing me money to, like, continue staying on the show.
So I'd have to pay you to be on the show.
Yeah, but you're a fan, right? So, like, it would be like paying a Patreon monthly, you know? Like,
so you just want me to donate to your show is what you're trying to tell me.
No. It's like working for me, working for the show, but because you're having such a great opportunity, like, it would be like commission, you know?
You know I, like, donate to a lot of churches, right? If you need help, you could just say so.
No. That's not what it is. It's just,
I get what you're...
Andre,
okay.
Saying he's a charity case?
Andre, help.
Charity case.
Andre.
What's up?
Technically, we're providing him a service, aren't we?
Yeah, giving him exposure.
Yeah. So I think it's only fair that, like, we're being nice right now by letting you stay on the show for free. But, you know, if you end up being a nuisance for the show, if you end up being, like, bad...
We're gonna exploit you.
Like, you would owe us financially. And it's like you said, you're well off, right? You're gonna retire at the age of 25?
Yeah, I'm already gonna retire at the age of 25. I'm really excited.
So it wouldn't even, like, bug you, right?
I guess not. I guess, like, you know, pitch in a bit, I guess.
Yeah, so... you just got to be careful, because right now you're on the neutral line Do you see the chart right here, the Pride and Boy Abortion chart?
Yeah.
So right now you would be riding along at the zero line, right? If you say like funny shit, like cool shit, right, it would go up, and like that would be like points for you to like stay on the show, right? But then it starts going down where it gets into the negatives, you would have to pay us.
You know, the other podcast I was on wasn't much like this, but I like the change of pace.
Yeah, I would say that we're very, we're trying to do what you're doing, you know? We're trying to be financially responsible. Fiscally responsible.
Right. Yeah.
So we're trying to make some business moves.
Okay, have you tried, you know, breaching out your product to, like, other people?
Yeah, of course. I put the link in the Who's Right Discord twice.
Well, okay. That should be plenty, I guess.
Yeah, so...
Because, like, there's definitely not, like, five other retards that, like, post their shitty podcasts, too, in there.
You're right, there's not. There's, like, one.
I was in the Who's Right Discord the other day because you invited me, and I saw that they were trying to... This one podcast was trying to look for, like, a third member. And I remember, like, listening to the podcast, and it was hog shit.
That's awesome. Okay, but what were we talking about? Pride, Chris Hemsworth, what's his number supposed to be?
20.
20?
I wouldn't say 20.
Yeah.
I know you're new to the show, Pavel, but 20 is, like, it's up there.
But Chris Hemsworth has also played gay characters.
Has he?
Yeah.
Who did he play that was gay?
It was, like, early on in his career.
Like on some Brokeback Mountain type shit.
Yeah, like how Jake Gyllenhaal had to do with Jared Leto.
That wasn't Jared Leto, I think.
It wasn't Jared Leto.
You know, that's weird.
Wasn't that?
Actually, now I'm gonna keep this.
That was the other Joker. Keep what to yourself?
I was gonna say, Pave has said that as well. That's weird. Small world. Mistake Jared Leto for... what's his name? Heath Ledger.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I just love the Jokers. I get Jokers mixed up all the time, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, makes sense. A reasonable mistake. I'll put it at 20, though.
You know, since Jared Leto is still alive, like, it's kind of easier to say him. You know, no offense to, you know, Heath Ledger that killed himself.
Yeah, but Jared Leto's, like, straight, like, fresh on the mind.
Yeah. Well, because he's on the list. I don't see Heath Ledger on the list.
Yeah, no. Heath Ledger's not, I guess, wasn't one of Pave's boy crushes.
I mean, have you seen him? Not, definitely not the hottest dude.
I guess that's not.
He was picked to be the Joker for a reason.
Yeah.
But,
why is Ryan Reynolds mewing only at 5? I feel like he
Ryan
moves.
Reynolds? I don't know. I feel like his jawline isn't, like, crazy.
Oh, people are...
Like, it's not the sharpest. Like, it's alright, but he kind of just looks like a handsome businessman. He doesn't look like a male model actor.
You're telling me Jared Leto has a better mewing than Ryan Reynolds? Jared Leto has the same facial structure as a starving Ethiopian child.
Exactly, his jawline is sharp as fuck because he's malnourished.
So wouldn't it be higher?
Wait, what?
Yeah, if his jawline is that bad, wouldn't his mewing be up?
Yeah, we could put Jared Leto's mewing up. What do you think it's at? If you looked at a picture, okay. Honestly, who has the highest mewing on here? So Jordan Barrett is a 20. Andy Biersack is a 20, and Chris Hemsworth is a 10. So comparatively to Chris Hemsworth, what would Jared Leto's jawline be at? Like a 7?
A solid 8. Picture. Solid 8.
Solid 8?
Yeah.
I guess so. Bless me, thank me.
You blessed yourself, and that's all the recording.
Yeah, I know.
Honestly, I'd put Jared Leto to, like, a 6, 7.
So I was right originally. I mean, my argument was right originally, yeah. Defending Pave's work.
Wait.
Okay.
Wait. Here.
Doesn't look too sharp. Like, it wouldn't cut my finger if I touched it.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think he's mewing like that.
You don't have tough fingers, Andre. What are you talking about? You don't have the tough skin. You look at Walmart.
You want a hand? Yo, take a picture of your hands, and I'll take a picture of mine. We compare.
That's a little gay. I don't know why you want to see my hand.
Pavel.
Yes?
He's working a manual labor job, moving boxes and stuff all day, and you have a cushy desk job.
I have callus on the tip of my fingers because of how hard I press the calculator.
That's kind of hard, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. You ever try to get into a fight with me?
I can't.
Imagine getting eye poked by me. I puncture your corneas.
You said eye poke?
Yeah, puncture your corneas.
I was going to say, imagine, like, fingering a bitch with, like, calluses on the tip of your fingers. That would fucking... I think you'd kill her.
Yeah, that's... It's a three-finger death punch. That's what I was
college.
Yep.
That's scary.
I was at work earlier, and you know those videos of dudes who, like, sand shit with their hands because they're so rough?
No. The fuck?
You never seen that? They've sent them into the group chat.
The hands are so big, they're just like, they have a pile of wood that has splinters everywhere, and they're just like fucking like brushing it off like it's dirt on a fucking popsicle or something.
They sand that shit down. I tried doing that at work earlier, and I kind of did it with a piece of soft ass wood. So
yeah, I could also do that when I have gloves on.
Yeah, but I wasn't using gloves.
I can light up a match with my fingertip.
I bet I could light it better with my crusty ass palms.
I've seen a crackhead do that. It's kind of impressive.
Have they done it on like their ashy ass knees or what?
Yeah. It was like their calf. You like strike their calf with their finger.
Oh my god. Cigarette
outside the Dollar Tree. It was crazy.
That's awesome.
So you're telling me he didn't have a lighter, but he had a singular match with him.
No, like he's
that's some crackhead.
He fucking rubbed his skin and caused a spark.
Oh, like a fucking caveman.
Yes, like actually, yes.
What the fuck?
That is really intellectual stuff right there.
Yeah.
It was the friction that caused the fire.
Yeah.
Obviously. Honestly, just like the colored people are so smart. Whenever it comes to like wanting to do their addictive vices, they are so creative with ways that they like they won't have like a little glass to smoke their weed, so they'll just make it out of a fucking like a little you know water bottle.
You know, it was white Hold people up, that invented that, right?
Really, it was.
Yeah,
it wasn't the white man. Why that's do you like, love the white
that's
man
like
so
a
much,
Midwest
Audrey?
White person thing.
I was gonna say, Pavel, your phrasing there was a bit strange. You said the colored people.
Yeah, the colored people.
Okay, like do you view them as lesser?
I'm sorry, I forgot where I was at like for a second. The niggas.
Can you say that again?
Okay, that's much better.
Say that again.
Yeah, can you say that again?
Why would I say it again?
You're on the show, right? Like if you do that, you see that zero line that we were talking about on the chart.
Yeah,
you'll go above that zero line.
Damn, nigga, you don't have to tell me twice.
Okay, that was awesome. So, I was looking at a protection for Ryan Reynolds at a 7. I feel like Ryan Reynolds is much more carefree than that.
Nah,
well, I don't know. You like would be so surprised since he has a lot of money and like he's in a lot of movies.
I don't know, but
get to it.
He's Deadpool.
He's also in the new movie If. He's also, I think, was it T-Mobile? No, not T-Mobile.
Mint's
Cricket?
Mobile.
What is it?
Mint, yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, Mint Mobile.
Pretty sure that company's already, like, doesn't exist anymore.
Already?
That was like during the Rock Johnson's Acorn.
Yeah.
The only fucking marketing strategy they had was just having Ryan Reynolds in the ad.
No, they had him in. They had Ryan Reynolds in Ryan Reynolds' bomb. You don't remember that?
What? What are you talking about?
Ryan Reynolds' mom was in the commercial as well.
Oh, you said Ryan Reynolds was in Ryan Reynolds' mom.
No, I'm sorry. I kind of stuttered a bit.
He fucked his mom. I was like, what are you talking about?
No, I kind of stuttered a bit. It was Ryan Reynolds' mom was in one of the commercials.
Oh, no. I wasn't aware of that.
Yes, I'm also a big Ryan Reynolds fan. I'm sorry. Love Deadpool.
Okay. That's awesome. Okay, that's alright. You seem to be a fan of a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. It's mostly superhero stuff. It's pretty cool. I love the Marvel.
I mean, yeah, I guess you gotta let the fans get to know you.
You get bitches, Pavel?
Of course. Well, I have a wife.
Oh, you do? She bad?
Yeah. Bad at what?
Like, is she sexy?
Ooh, yeah, I would say so.
How much does she weigh?
You know, it's been a while since I checked.
Is it above, like, three, like, in the 300 range?
Whoa,
like,
starting off at 300?
Yeah, what kind of number are you starting off with, CJ?
Oh, sorry, was that too low? Is it a bit higher?
It's 120, CJ.
Are you dating an anorexic chick? What?
She's also 4'11".
4'11"?
Yeah, that's pretty
heavy. So she's 4'11", 120? I was going to say, she's kind of obese at that point.
Beach
then.
Ball. No, that's your wife, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's my wife. Come on, guys.
Do you have kids?
We're planning.
How long have you been playing?
So you're fucking raw.
So she turned 18.
Wait, what?
Anyways, let's go on with the spreadsheet.
Pavel, you can't just fucking... You can't just, like, roll over that. How old were you when you met her?
Oh, I was 17.
And how old was she?
She's 12. 17.
Don't lie.
She's been trying for almost fucking 10 years.
Listen, when the sperm sometimes doesn't want to work, I can't control my body,
you
know.
A young man,
the doctor,
bro.
The doctor says the same thing.
You should get your test levels checked.
Yeah, you have an accident as a kid or something?
When I was at the playground, I was getting bullied, and I was climbing. I was, like, on some teeter-totter thing, and some kid kicked my leg under me, landed on my nuts.
Oh, shit.
And, like, she's okay with that? Like, dude, like, I think you should actually get, like, it's not called fertility for men, it's called some other shit, but get that shit checked out, bro. Check if your swimmers are even swimming. What if she, like, says she's pregnant and turns out you can't even have kids?
If that was the case, then I would love her no matter what, and I would take care of the child.
Oh my god.
You would?
Oh, fuck that, I'm kicking that bitch out of my house.
I'm gonna say you're a sucker. Suck ass, nigga.
Okay, good. I was gonna say, your aura is just completely fucking diminished. Gone. Like, no aura.
Everyone has aura, guys, come on.
I don't know, man. Pave had fucking negative aura. That man was a fucking furry Glorilla fan.
Isn't every Glorilla fan a furry, though?
I would assume so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Fit the category.
I don't think so.
What
at
other
all,
Glorilla fan do you? I'm like, I know like at least one other Glorilla fan, and they have like a septum piercing on their nose. So I think like at least every Glorilla fan is a furry.
That's like hood rat
or
music.
Or gay.
That's like
hood rat music.
Yeah, like four girls that fuck on everybody music.
You sound like fucking what the
but
fuck is his name?
You,
Matthew Santana.
Anthony Fantano.
Wow, you're retarded, just like Pave was. Who would have guessed? You're terrible with names, just like Pave was. God. It's like he never left.
I wonder why.
It's like he never left. But, Andre.
Yeah?
That's how you know they're real freaks, though. They're furries just out of pure freakiness.
Yeah, can't argue that.
Yeah.
Well, hold on, I'll be right back.
Okay.
Oh, I have to leave. Okay. I guess it's just me and you then, CJ. I wanted to go on and talk about John F. Kennedy with protection. I think he had the worst protection, like, of all time. You know, he did get shot.
That's actually very true. I didn't even think about it in that sense. I was just... Right here, it says it was how likely they were to use a condom when fucking Pave, but if you're talking about actual, like, bodyguard protection... Oh, hi. We were just talking about... Why don't you go ahead and tell him what you said?
It was like, why is protection like 8 for John F. Kennedy if he got shot? He did like get assassinated. That's really shit protection.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I think we could go ahead and lower that. I think that would be a negative 20.
Wait, isn't that for daddy though?
Oh yeah.
No, that's how much they would protect Pave, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. The one exception for protection is going to be for John F. Kennedy because he got his head blown off.
Right, yeah. I think if John F. Kennedy was still alive, he'd take a bullet for Pave.
I think he was hitting raw perma anyways.
He was hitting raw perma? Yeah. Why do you say that?
How many kids did he have?
John F. Kennedy... kids. 3.
Oh, okay. He was probably gonna have more if he didn't get his head blown off.
Yeah. He was fairly young, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He probably could have had more.
Like,
yeah.
35. That makes sense.
Yeah, but for daddy, you think John F. Kennedy should go up in daddy?
He did father a lot of children.
I mean, that's true.
He wasn't in their lives that long, but he still is a father.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what are you thinking? Like 13, 14?
I think a 14 is good.
Yeah, 14 is good. Yeah,
that's fair. Yeah, Pavel, I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's just because it's been a while since we've recorded, but I think we're kind of slacking a bit. I don't think we're bouncing off each other. Maybe it's just because you're still new to the show.
Well, yeah, this is my first, like, you know, get-go. I don't know. I don't see what you, like, want me to do specifically. I mean, me personally, I'm not Pave. I don't know these actors. Like, I mean, I know, you know, Chris Hemsworth, you know, Ryan Reynolds, because, you know, they're superheroes. Henry Cavill, too, but I don't... If this, like, spreadsheet was about, you know, Marvel or stuff, I think I'd have a great shower. Digimon. I love Digimon.
Like 80% of these people were like in superhero things though. Like fucking Jared Leto was Joker, Michael B. Jordan was fucking Killmonger, Ryan Gosling was Black Panther, John F. Kennedy is a superhero. Ryan Gosling was
Black Panther.
Yeah, I was. Didn't you see that picture?
I think that was just to prove a point.
But Ryan Reynolds is like Deadpool and Green Lantern, and then Deadpool in the other X-Men movie that nobody ever talks about.
Good reason.
Chris Evans is Captain America. Henry Cavill is Superman, and Chris Hemsworth is Thor. So there's only two people on here that aren't superheroes.
Yeah, and one is a model, and one's an emo nigga.
Yeah, so I feel like you should be able to talk about most of them, like 80% of them.
Well, I could talk about their movies, but not like if they would get someone pregnant, you know, or if
it's
like they
pregnant,
get a boy
it's
abortion.
What your imagination is for.
It's boy preggers. Like this is your trial episode, you know? You gotta make a really good impression. Like you don't even think like you don't wanna talk about the size of John F. Kennedy's wiener?
Not really.
Like 7.2 is kind of crazy for John F. Kennedy.
Yeah, he was a little white boy, but granted, he did have a lot of children for a reason.
I'm guessing...
You think that's why?
5.1.
I feel like he'd be like a... I was going to say, like 5.5, maybe. But 5.1, like, that also that also makes sense. And you have to keep in mind, this was, like, he was born, what year was he born? He was born in 1917. That was over 100 years ago, and people back then had really tiny wieners.
Do you think, like, his wife was giving him the best, like, road handy ever until he got shot?
Nah, I think that's what caused his head to explode. I think his head exploded because he was receiving insane head and his mind couldn't process it.
Or he was killed, like in The Boys. You ever seen The Boys? You know, the head explosion?
Yes, I've seen The Boys, but I don't think...
God, that's so cool.
I don't think that's what happened, man.
No, it's like, you know, it exploded the same exact way.
No, it really... It really didn't.
But that's, I mean, okay. I didn't see the bullet, so... That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you know that you can't usually see bullets when they're traveling, you know, above the speed of sound?
I think his head just, like, exploded. That's, like, the most logical thing ever.
I'm just different,
that's
I guess.
That's what happened. It just happened like that?
Yeah. I've seen it before. Yeah. It's happened before. I've seen it.
You've seen someone's head just explode for no reason?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
It happened one time when I was out in New York City. Was walking around, and then this guy's head just exploded. Everyone else started running away, and I didn't understand why for a second.
Are you retarded?
No. What are you talking about? His head just exploded. It just did that.
You said his head exploded, and you weren't freaking out.
No, not really. I just like, oh,
you
I guess
didn't
it was
understand why people were freaking out.
You know, people die. It's just... natural causes.
Yeah,
you know,
people die, but their heads don't just explode in front of you.
I mean, I've seen some shit, man. It's pretty normal to be.
You've seen some.
Were you in the military for that?
You know, early on in my life, I was.
What is early on in your life?
5 years old.
Okay.
You were in the military. You were like a conscripted child soldier.
Yeah, my father worked in the Marines, and I was sent with him because they needed like more people.
The U.S. Marines are some, like, third world country. Where are you from?
I'm from the United States. We just went to Korea for, like, a quick trip, and then I got caught up in some stuff.
like North Korea?
Oh, yeah.
You went to North Korea for a trip?
Yeah. It's obviously, now thinking about it, it's not a good idea, but... You know, on paper, we were like, oh, let's go to North Korea.
What did y'all do out there?
Well, you know, at first I thought there was going to be a lot to do, but, you know, there really is not shit to do in North Korea but watch the TV and, like, I couldn't even find a supermarket for the life of me.
Watch some fat fuck speak the whole day.
Wow, you seem to have quite the fucking life, bro. Like,
movie.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so... If seeing people's heads just explode is normal to you, like, what's something that's fucked up to you?
Racism.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty fucked up.
That's pretty fucked up. Did you hear about slavery? Pretty fucked up shit.
That was pretty fucked. You're probably familiar with that, too. You were, like, a slave over in North Korea, I assume?
Oh, I mean, technically, yeah. It was very hard work. I had to escape.
How'd you escape?
They make their doors really wide for, like, Kim Jong-un to, like, easily squeeze through. So, like, they didn't account for, like, a 5-year-old child to, like, squeeze through, like, cell doors.
Oh.
So I just took my chance and I ran.
That's fair. That's awesome.
Yeah. Never saw my dad ever again. I hopped into this a lady's luggage while she was, like, aborting a plane back to the USA.
You were trapped in that, like, suitcase?
I mean, I opened it when I was, like... Well, I mean, I wasn't trapped in there. I opened up the suitcase and I walked around, like, the luggage parts. A lot of people pack, like, food, believe it or not.
Yeah. So you were able to survive like that.
I was able to survive. I mean, granted, the people weren't happy when they got their luggage back, but fuck them.
Yeah, I mean, the life of a child is... Wait. You said you snuck back. Are your parents still over there?
My dad.
You're nigga, doing a podcast while,
that nigga probably dead,
while your
bro.
Father is dead in North Korea. Okay, yeah.
I mean, it was his idea. I don't see how that's my problem.
That's true.
All right,
you're a cold motherfucker, Pavel.
True.
By this time, we usually get into the mystery category, so you guys want to go ahead and get into that?
Sure, I'm all for it.
Okay, so this week, for the mystery category, we have... Well, Andre!
Whoa.
Just so y'all know, I called this out before we even started recording.
What? There's no... Hold up, let me check the file real quick.
Of course I'm on here. Pave is always thinking about me.
Andre... Mystery? Oh my god. There's
what
a,
is it?
There's a 10-page love letter to Andre.
10 pages?
Hold on. I'm skimming through it right now. And he's saying how he would bully Andre because he secretly had a crush on him. And Andre was his gay awakening. And he wanted to do this spreadsheet to come out to us and finally ask out Andre.
And Pave wrote all of this.
He wrote all of this.
That doesn't sound like a 10-page essay, but maybe...
I mean, I'm skimming through
it.
He
probably used ChatGPT.
He is known for doing that. Yeah. So that could be it.
Was probably ChatGPT, to be honest. I mean, AI has come long ways now. I wouldn't doubt him making a love letter for Andre on ChatGPT is like impossible.
Yeah, I think.
I mean, I think he would have wrote it down to write if ChatGPT didn't exist anyway.
Yeah, he was pretty obsessed with you when he was still here. Has he contacted you, by the way?
Yeah, we game.
Oh, you game?
Yeah.
This is gonna be real awkward when you go back to talk to him.
I heard he wants to make a gaming channel at some point.
Yeah.
Well, he did want to, but he's gone now, so that's never happening. Maybe you could join it, Pavel.
Join his game?
Maybe you can pick up the slack.
I hate fucking Pave. I don't want to be, like, with him.
No, like, you play with Andre instead.
Oh.
Because I assume Pave was bad at video games anyways, right, Andre?
I don't game. I don't game at all.
You don't game?
What the fuck are you talking? Fuck you, Logan. You sit at your desk for like 8 hours a day. Yeah, I'm a little bitch.
Your wife got mid pussy.
And
you're retarded.
your wife is... Hold up, I'll say what he was thinking. He said, your wife is 600 pounds. Not mid pussy, bad pussy. And you got a small dick, too.
Thanks for the translation. You my nigga for real.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, because Audrey's not known for, like, as a man of many words.
You're right. Exactly right. I'm gonna steal that from you.
Wow. Pave used to say the exact same thing, and that was the only thing he would criticize Andre for.
I think there's, like, a couple more things that he would say,
yeah,
like...
I have grace.
You know,
him.
The
He's
fact that he fucked
parrot.
His grandma.
What?
Like, yeah, I mean, it was all pretty much the same. But he's gone now. We don't have to worry about corny presence anymore.
I wonder if Pave's aunt's going to still listen to this.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about Pave's aunt. Please don't leave. You were our number one fan, and we really appreciated you.
Okay, but back to the list. For Audrey, for divorceability, go put that at a 20.
No, it says here it's at a 0 because there's never any circumstances in which he would ever divorce Andre, so I guess that would actually be a negative 20.
What do you mean by that? Like
he would never divorce Andre.
Yeah, that's true.
I think the intellect at 6 is... Why is the intellect only at a 6?
I think it should be
it says
an 8.
It says here that it's only at a 6 because he's black and he smokes weed. So that's why his intellect's low.
I think smoking weed should bring it down a bunch more. Didn't you say Audrey's IQ, like, shrunk, like, massively after he started weed?
Yeah, it did. So that's why I'm not really arguing the number too much. But what did you say about speech, Andre?
I didn't say anything about speech.
Which one were you talking about? Just intellect?
Yeah. I said it should go up, but you brought up the weed part. And I'm like, that's kind of facts. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, see, you weren't even smart enough to think about that.
Fuck you.
Is there any... My bad, bro.
I don't know. I guess this is the perfect list since, you know, Pave knows a lot about this.
I mean...
I think mogging should go up. I'll be mogging the piss out of people. I swear to God.
I think that's true. I feel like you would mog the average Walmart goer. And you got a pretty good cantle tilt as well. I mean, I think that Pave clearly had a type. I think we're going to have to sabotage some of the other people.
Yeah. Andy Biersack, Handsome should go all the way down.
Handsome should go to negative 20?
Yeah.
If anything, he's more pretty than he is handsome, so that makes sense.
Exactly.
And then down for Chris Hemsworth, I think his math should go down.
His math?
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and put that at negative 20.
Yeah, because he has people, like, he pays people to do his math for him.
Are you one of them? Are you an accountant for him?
I can't say too much.
Okay.
Another thing about Chris Hemsworth, the boy preggers. Yeah, that should go down, because literally, like, believe it or not, you know, he doesn't have swimmers.
Chris Hemsworth doesn't have swimmers?
Nope.
Why do you say that? How do you know that?
That boy that he, you know, took, like, there was paparazzi pictures with him? Yeah, adopted.
Damn.
Okay. So, like, what, a zero?
Yep.
Okay. I think that's it for the list, then, yeah?
I think it is.
Alright, let me go ahead and put them in order. And the winner of this week for hot dudes is Andre.
What'd you look at that?
Hell yeah.
Congrats, Andre. You're the Pride Month icon for hot dudes.
Of course the only colored person wins on this list.
Because I'm sexy.
No, there's Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sexier than him.
Bro, you fucking mogged Michael B. Jordan. That's insane.
Believe it or not.
That's devious work. Alright, well, I guess that's it for this week. Hopefully you guys like the new co-host. If you don't, go ahead and let us know, and then we'll figure out what to do from there.
Yeah, thank you for listening to this episode of We Are Douchebags, the show where we are douchebags. I've been Pavel. This was Audrey and CJ. We hope you liked it. Just a little tip. I am going to be going on a little business trip at the mountains on a few days, so I'm going to try and get the episode out as soon as possible. But I will be back to film for the next one, I promise.
Yeah, thank you for joining us, and thank you for, you know, editing for free. Thank you for recording with us. It was a good time with you. The chemistry was a bit off, but I think you'll do good, bro. I look forward to recording with you
again.
Thank you. Yep. Go ahead and check out our shit. Share our shit, please. It's kind of pathetic now. Been doing it almost a year. But thank you guys for listening. Andre, you go ahead and take us out.
All right, guys. It's been us. Peace out.
Bye-bye.